Kenny, your family's from Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
Are there any Cyclone fans in your family?
No.
Not something you have to worry about.
Not really anything I have to worry about. There's, I'm trying to think of some right now. There's not really. Once I committed to Iowa, everybody was kind of on the Hawk train. But basically, after my immediate family, nobody was really a big football fan. Everybody was more of a basketball fan in my family. But
what do you think of the rivalry? I mean, it's pretty big stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. But it's fun. It keeps college football, you know, fans interested. But to us, you know, it's another game. It's just as important as the other games, and we have to come out and focus and execute just like any other.
Is there a sense that Saturday's performance and also the toughness of the game, just the fact that it came down to one point, can kind of serve as a wake-up call for this team?
I mean, definitely, but it was a good thing for it to be that tough, to know that every game is going to be tough for us, no matter who it is against, and we know that. We've known that in the past years. I mean, you and I, my freshman year, was a perfect example of how tough every game and how you have to be ready for every game, and I think that's, you know, that's what makes football fun. You know, you never know what's going to happen next, and you never know what type of team you're going to come in next, so you have to be ready every time.
How much of this week do you allow yourself to take in? Like, I know, obviously, you have everything that you got to take care of here and then with school and everything, but when you just, like, have that opportunity to just be yourself, you know, and whether you're walking around campus or, you know, you just hear people talking about the game.
You know, just to relax a little bit, is that what you're asking? I don't know. I'm always kind of thinking about football a little bit, and we all are. I mean, in the back of our heads, during our free time, we like to, you know, get together and just, like, mess around. That's that any college student likes to do that. But, you know, we're not regular college students. You know, we really have to focus and know that when it's during game week, you know, we have to calm down, get our rest, and really focus on what we're putting into our body. And, you know, it's stuff like that you got to focus on, and that's what separates, you know, the students from the athletes and students from the student athletes. But I mean, it's being around your family and being around you know, the other teammates is a good thing, and it's fun. So we're doing something that we love, and that's, you know, we have to work at it.
Right,
so.
But can that become more challenging than maybe you initially anticipated? Being like when you have, like, this week, for example, you go around campus, you're going to have people in your classes talking about Saturday's game. You're going to, you know, that all the things like Hawk Pools and Fry Fest are going on leading up.
You know, it's a little bit of distraction, but it's something we're all used to it. As a younger guy, it's more of a hard thing to get used to. You kind of get stuck into the hype of the whole week, and you start talking. But, you know, when you're older and stuff, you start really focusing and you knowing that, you know, film is important. You know, your rest is important, and not really listening to the outside noise and just focusing on what you have to do to help yourself in that game.
How much have you been reminded of last year's game, whether it's just, you know, walking around here or just when you sit back and you think about last season?
You know, every time we turn on the film, we're reminded last game. And every time we talk to somebody, we're reminding last year's game. But, you know, we're using it as fuel. I'm not saying that we're trying to get revenge or anything, but we're using it as fuel. We know that we made mistakes. We know that we have to fix mistakes, and we know we have to go in and be ready. And I think that's what's keeping us practicing pretty well right now and keeping us, you know, going to be going against each other, like going against Micah or something. Like, we know this is going to help us get better for this week's game. So.